This podcast is completely free of charge. However, if you are enjoying it, we would ask you to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to buy us a coffee, the details are in the show notes.
Croeso I yma mae dreigiau. Welcome to Here Be Dragons. Gyda cyfarwydd Cymru, with the storyteller of Wales, Professor Llyser. My story heddiw am y Saesneg. Today's story is in English.
All of these stories are 100% true, for a given value of true. The Back to Front House. Have you ever heard of a Bwthyn Innos? They're not unique to Wales, but we did have a lot of them. In English, they're called Moonlight Houses. And the idea was this. You and your young sweetheart would get married, but you wouldn't have anywhere to live. However, one day you would head on to the hillside or the fields or the moorland with the rest of your family and wagons of stone and wood and all the materials you need. You get to work on building a little bothy, a little buthin, a little cottage for yourselves. And the rule was this. If by the following morning there was smoke coming out of that chimney because it was all done and dusted and there was a fire in the grate, you were allowed to stay. Not a bad deal, and I'm sure many parents listening to this will be very jealous of that idea. This is why if you head up and down the countryside of Wales, you will see the ruins of tiny little buthins everywhere you go, mostly made of stone. Down in Aberdaron, there was this little buthin innos, and in it lived a farmer called Will and his wife. It was a lovely little cottage, very cosy, had a little thatched roof, had a little door in front, and a door at the back, of course, much smaller. Those little half barn doors that you see on country houses sometimes. And a couple of little windows, not too big so we don't let the draft in, just enough to have a little bit of light. Despite the loveliness of his locale, I mean they do say location, 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 don't they? But that's not everything, especially when your sweet little buthin is cursed. Oh yes. You see, nothing would go right for Will and his wife. If he bought a cow that gave the best milk in the world, by the time he got it back, the milk would have dried up or worse, churned. If he bought some sheep that had the finest wool, by the time he got them back, it would be all matted and covered in flies and maggots. And if he had chickens, they'd lay square eggs. Not much fun, especially for the chicken. So Will had to come to the conclusion that he, or his wife, or the little buthin itself, were cursed. Now around this time, people were upping sticks and heading off to the new world. There are all sorts of opportunities over in North America, and of course in South America, in Argentina and Patagonia. And Will was seriously considering upping sticks and going off himself. And so it was, one evening he and his wife sat around that great kitchen table and had to make plans to leave their lovely little buthin over by Aberdaron and head out into the wide, wide world. His wife went to bed, sad. She would miss all her family. And Will, with a great sigh, stepped out of the back door and, well, you see, how can I put this delicately? These little buffins, they tend to be one room, and that one room did not include a little toilet, shall we say. And so, Will had a habit of going out every evening before bedtime to go and water the plants, shall we say. And so he was standing there, watering the plants, when a little man appeared beside him and made him jump straight out of his skin.
Yuck, Doriath, don't do that to me. Oh, I could have done myself an injury. It's not good for you cutting yourself off mid-floor like that, you know. Who are you?
The little fella was about the size of a child, but he had a long white beard, so there could be no doubt that he was old. He was wearing a bright red jacket and a blue cap. Now, had Will been paying attention on his grandmother's knee, he would know that this was one of that fair family. The old man sighed and looked up at Will. Oh, Will.
Oh, you know who I am?
Yes, I do. We all know you, me and my family. We're neighbours, see?
What do you mean?
Well, me and my family, we live nearby, and I'm afraid you cause us no end of, shall we say, suffering.
I don't understand.
No, of course you don't. You see, we've come to realise that, and the thing is, at first, we were so put off with the suffering that you've caused us that we put a curse on you.
So there is a curse?
Yes, I'm sorry. But it's our last attempt, you see, it hasn't worked, and so I thought I'd come up and have a word with you and see if we can't come to some kind of accord.
An accord?
Yes, I'd like it if we could come to an accord. There's been far too much unpleasantness between us as it is.
Now, poor Will, he didn't have a clue what was going on.
An accord? I don't understand. What do you mean, accord? I mean, you've ruined my life with your cursing and all sorts on me. I can't have a cow, I can't have a sheep, or I can't even have a chicken without it all going wrong. I tried keeping a mouse once, it wasn't pretty. Please stop.
Well, that's rich after everything you've done to us, said the little old man.
But I haven't done anything, said Will.
Oh, of course. Listen, let me show you. And the man, that little man, put his foot on top of Will's. Now, although he was small, Will felt that weight go straight into his foot as though he'd been stood on by an adult. And before he could cry out in terror and pain, something strange happened. For he looked below where his feet were, and he could see, well, it was a street full of little houses. He was seeing through the ground into whatever was below. And there, directly under his feet, directly under the spot where he would stop and water the flowers, was a chimney. And he could see that with uncanny aim, every night he'd been standing here and going, well, watering straight down the chimney. Will was terribly embarrassed.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were there. I didn't mean to do a thing like this. Obviously, I wouldn't do that. I'm a proper brought-up Capel or me, you know. I wouldn't.
I quite understand, said the old man, which is why I've come to speak to you. Listen, I would like to call a truce between us. I will remove our curse. In fact, I can do better than that. I can give you a blessing instead. But please, for your part, stop watering my dinner on the fire.
Oh,
Of course I will. I won't go anywhere near it. But I promise you, I've got a plan. I've got an idea, okay? It's okay. I'll sort this out. And you know what? Will was as good as his word. The following morning, he told his wife, "We're not going abroad. I've got a better plan." He went out and he bought some wood. And he bought some nails. And he took down his front door. And he took down his back door. And he swapped them around, making his house look back to front. Well, all the people in that neighbourhood, they laughed at poor Will, thought he was mad as a box of frogs for doing such a strange thing. But then he found a cow. A cow that gave such lovely milk you wouldn't believe. In fact, some people said it had to be some kind of strange fairy animal to give such beautiful creamy milk. And he found sheep. Oh, a small flock, but they produced such wool. Wool like you wouldn't believe, the softest, not an itch in a whole wool sack. And the chickens. Now, if you go down to the shops, you'll get different size eggs. Small, medium, large, extra large. These ones always produced extra large. And every single one, a double yoker. And so, Will made his fortune in his little back-to-front house, buying and selling his wonderful goods. And he never looked back from that day. If you were to head down to Aberdaron these days, I don't know if you would find what's left of the little back-to-front house. But I think it's worth a look. And remember that out what is now the front door, you must tread very lightly, or you might upset an old gentleman with a long white beard having his tea under your feet. You don't want a curse on you, do you?
Mi fydd ein stori nesaf yn y Gymraeg. Our next story will be in Welsh.
Am fwy o wybodaeth ac e-bookio ni, ewch at cyfarwydd.cymru. For more information and to book us, go to cyfarwydd.cymru.